This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, June 9th, brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Members of the International Fresh Produce Association are in Washington this week. Molly Van Loo says they have a wish list for legislators.
We will be asking Congress to finish the Farm Bill and some specific provisions around increasing procurement opportunities for fresh produce, asking Congress to reject cuts to the WIC Fruit and Vegetable Program, and also expanding opportunities in school meals, including the Fresh Fruit and Vegetable Program, and then asking for support for a bipartisan bill that would pilot produce prescriptions within Medicare and Medicaid.
Samantha Ayoub says labor is a top issue, and their members appreciate the work of House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson.
Chairman Thompson has been dedicated to the agricultural labor issue despite it not being his jurisdiction, and I think that really shows how critical of an issue this is to our industry. For produce specifically, we are highly perishable, largely hand-harvested across all of our sectors, so this is critical to our members. As they head up to the Hill, they have a lot of priorities on the H-2A program specifically, so looking for reforms that are hopefully in line with Chairman Thompson's soon-to-come ag labor bill, such as expanding access to our greenhouse growers and our other industries, show me a farm that doesn't run 365 days of year, even if they are seasonal, as well as providing wage predictability to our farmers and just streamlining such a complex program to use.
Ayoub says they were pleased with the result of the Ag Labor Working Group in the last Congress.
And from what we know, that is largely the basis of what is going into that bill. So I think, you know, when we finally see final text, if it is reflective of what we saw in the final report that came out of that bipartisan committee, we will be extremely excited to see some of those priorities I touched on earlier, just expanding access across agriculture, providing predictability and usability for our employers that provide opportunity for so many workers.
Ayoub says trade is also a key policy concern, from market access to input availability.
There's a couple key pieces. U.S. employers, even if they're growing domestically, are reliant on inputs that are imported into the United States. Some of, you know, the specifically to specialty crops, seeds and bulbs and greenhouse equipment, and ensuring that staffers across D.C. understand all of those dynamics that might get lost in some of these bigger conversations. The other piece, of course, are increasing, you know, domestic access. I think we all talk about the farm economy, how we provide opportunities for our U.S. farmers as well. That is through addressing unfair trade barriers in other countries, sanitary and phytosanitary barriers. And we've seen that as a dedication as the Trump administration looks to putting forth new trade agreements and how we provide access. That also comes with, we still have to pass a Senate version of the Farm Bill. Programs like MAP and TAS that promote U.S. products abroad are going to be critical. And our members are excited to talk about those on the Hill tomorrow.
Van Loo says today, Callie Mean, senior advisor at the Department of Health and Human Services, offered encouragement for the fresh produce industry.
He was very clear today that they're trying to shift purchasing power to Whole Foods, which of course would include fruits and vegetables. So I think that that was incredibly clear. And to just improve the overall food system, I thought it was interesting about how talking about the economics of farming and how if we can switch from what he stated as 70% of the diet being ultra-processed foods to 70% being whole foods, what that might do for producers.
On another topic, Van Loo says IFPA disagrees with government cuts to the WIC program.
The frustrating thing about it is that it isn't a question of whether or not the WIC program should be funded. The question that Congress has right now is which foods are they going to fund, and the House Appropriations Bill and the President's budget chose fruits and vegetables to cut. So that's really what we're rejecting, and that's the message that we're going to take to the Hill. A lot of lawmakers agree with us. I think in general people know fruits and vegetables are good for them, but we have to obviously finish the fight policy-wise.
350 members of the IFPA will be on Capitol Hill tomorrow. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Chuck Nellie.